8:30 this morning, so not long now before Darren Weir has to front the RAD board. He's not contesting the charges against him, well, these charges against him. That's not to say there's not going to be more charges coming forward against Darren Weir, but at this stage, stewards are looking at 4 years, and the RAD board will decide whether he gets 4 years or not. Hello, Brad. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Lars. Yeah, they'll obviously face that RAD board this morning here. Four of those original six charges against Darren Weir. So as you said, the stewards recommending a four-year disqualification, so the RAD board will decide whether to enforce that or not. And, of course, he's not contesting those charges, and the hearing will not include the other two charges, which involve Weir not cooperating with investigators. So, I guess we'll hear a lot more today and get a bit more of an idea. We know these things sometimes take time, so whether we hear the whole, penalty today or not, we'll wait and see. But, it's definitely going to be a progression of the case this morning.
Yeah, that's what sort of worries me, Brad, is the fact that these are only separate charges and they're more likely more to follow.
Yeah, exactly right. A couple more with, not cooperating with investigators, and then we'll see whether there's anything after that. I suppose this is some of the main charges directed against him. And, the RAD board will meet today.
Would he say, well, look, I'm not contesting these charges, but I'll throw myself at the mercy of the RAD board and look for a more lenient penalty? Or does this also mean that he's accepted the 4 years from the Victorian stewards?
Well, you probably are. I suppose if you were representing Darren Weir, you would definitely make that point, TK, that you've done this. So whether that helps him get a reduction, we'll wait and see, or whether the RAD board feel that Stewart's recommendation of a four-year disqualification is about right. So I suppose it comes down to the RAD board at the end of the day, and they'll meet and find what's necessary.
Yeah. On the weekend, the English Millennium will be run. Dawn Passage drew well, but one of the other favourites, Accession, drew very, very wide.
Yeah, that was the story out of the barrier draw yesterday, Accession 14 of 15. So tricky gate for the Chris Waller trained colt, but the favourite Dawn Passage drawn in 7, which is pretty ideal there in a field of 15. It's a solid enough field. Of course, it's the first running of this $2 million race, so obviously drops away a bit towards the end, as you'd expect, but some nice horses, Accession and Dawn Passage in particular, that no doubt will, if they win this and win it impressively, will be riding golden super contention.
Yeah, absolutely. This seems to be gaining momentum now that these restricted races like the Magic Millions prize money and prize money from the English Millennium, there seems to be a big, big push to actually get some of this money recognised as prize money towards entry to the Golden Slipper.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting one because it's been something that I guess a lot of people have been against for some time, suggesting that, they're restricted races, so they're not open to everyone. So, the prize money doesn't count. But English Managing Director Mark Webster said he'll lobby for the $1 million winner's purse from the Millennium to be included in super calculations. And, of course, if that's the case, I'm sure Magic Millions will be doing the same. So, yeah, it's a tricky one. You can look at it both ways. Probably some sort of prize money or a percentage of it should be considered at least because, it is a race and it is they are quite very competitive races. So we'll wait and see how it plays out. We know two-year-olds, they can't have too many starts before heading to a major grand final as well.
Well, as far as tips go, Brad, you're in form.
Yes.
You tipped a couple on the weekend at good value.
And Monday.
And Monday as well, yes. They're running today at Canterbury. Have you got a winner for our listeners?
We'll try our best. Just a value play today. It's been $19 to $11 already. But race 4, number 3, final award around the $11 mark. Really like this horse's first up run over the 1,200 metres off a slow tempo. And he blundered at the start on debut. He can settle a lot closer today. I think he'll be strong at the end of 1,400. And I just thought that at the $11 mark, he was definitely worth a play there. Race 4, number 3, final award. So don't forget, if you want to get involved in that free email service, just feel free to send me a message, brad.davo@hotmail.com, and I'll add you to the list there. We sent that out yesterday, so it might have been a bit of the early move on into 11. But I still think $11 is a good price there. I think you'll start single figures and run really well.
Race 4, number 3, final award, $11. You can get involved with Brad on Twitter and also on email for those tips and staking plans as well. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.